Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. 1 week from today, the multiple award-winning NPR reporter based in Paris, France, Eleanor Beardsley, will be back in our state to receive another award. She has been named a University of South Carolina Darla Moore School of Business Distinguished Alumni. She is a Columbia, South Carolina native, graduated from Keenan High School, and received her master's in international business from USC, and we have her on the phone. Eleanor, welcome back to the program.
Thank you. Great to be with you, Mike.
Congratulations on this honor.
Thank you very much. It really is an honor. I was floored when they called me, Dean Vera called me and announced it, so thank you.
Share with us, if you don't mind, maybe for our listeners who might be interested in a career in journalism, in international journalism, talk about how you landed the job you have now and what it's like, I guess, as an international reporter.
It's an incredible job, I have to say. It's an incredible time to be doing this job. Living in Paris is great, and there's a lot to cover in France, but I've also, recently gone to Israel and covered the war there twice. I've been to Ukraine so many times, starting like in 2014. So I honestly, of course, every job has its, boring, there's dull things you have to do that aren't great, but I can't think of something that I'd rather do. It's so interesting, all the people you meet and all the subjects you get to cover and everything you learn. Amazing. I actually never planned to have this job. I kind of didn't know what I wanted to do when I graduated from undergrad. I had studied European history and French, and my French wasn't really good enough, and I always thought, I'm going to be fluent one day. And that was kind of the only, common thread in what I sort of looked for. And one of the reasons I went to the international business program, MIBS, when I went, was because they had this internship in France, and I thought, that's going to be it. That's going to make me fluent. And it was, ahead of the euro coming in, the currency for European Union. I thought, I want to have a job where I travel to Europe, where I travel to France. And so, funnily enough, I did not plan a journalism career, but everything I studied, from business to history to languages, really is the perfect background for this. And, I don't always admit this, but what kind of pivoted me to this journalism career was I got fired from a job, and it just wasn't the job for me. It was in business consulting. It just wasn't the job for me. That's what, sort of put me on the journalist track. And, I've covered now like the Eurozone crisis. The business degree has really helped, but just all the international things that, the program at USC had. And now here I am, in these places that we studied and, talked about. And so it was kind of, I feel like if I'd have planned my career path to be the NPR correspondent in France, maybe it wouldn't have happened. I tell young people, I talk to a lot of young people, I took a lot of, not risks, when I heard like rumblings from Tunisia, this was when the Tunisian revolution, I got on a plane to Tunisia, I had never been, ended up arriving the last day of the dictator. This is the first Arab Spring revolution, and they closed the airspace, and that was when I was freelance for NPR, and so I ended up covering the first Arab Spring revolution for NPR as a freelancer, things like that. And sometimes, I have to pinch myself. It's so amazing. I was in my bed in Kharkiv, eastern Ukraine, about 20 miles from the Russian border when the invasion started, and I never believed it would happen. I remember telling my husband, it was impossible. It would be like if, Putin invaded Paris or France. And I didn't believe it until, I saw Putin announce his special operation. It came over all the news apps at like 5 in the morning, and I saw the explosions on the horizon outside my window, and I was like, oh, this really is going to happen. So it's been an amazing ride. I've done a lot of different jobs before that. I worked in the U.S. Congress. I worked for the United Nations in Kosovo. I even worked at Euro Disney. This is what I ended up doing with it, and it's been great.
Well, it sounds like there's been plenty of challenges along the way, too, and you are making it through them, and we just we're glad to hear that you are. And so congratulations again on this award, and we're looking forward to seeing you at the award celebration.
I can't wait. It's going to be fantastic. Thank you so much.
Eleanor Beardsley is an NPR reporter based in Paris. She will be in town 1 week from today to receive the Darla Moore School of Business Distinguished Alumni Award. We will have a link to the award posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org. where you can hear this show again. And remember, you can hear it again wherever you find podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.